This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for October 24th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Megalodon, the 60-foot-long prehistoric shark species that got renewed attention because of the movie The Meg this past summer, went extinct millions of years ago, and scientists want to figure out why. Megalodon had been the ocean's apex predator for an astounding 20 million years, but then it went relatively abruptly extinct about 2.5 million years ago. Scientists at the University of California at Merced will now be working to figure out why in hopes of helping today's sharks avoid a similar fate. But since sharks are mostly cartilage, they'll only have the massive, impressive jaws to work with. NASA's venerable Hubble Space Telescope has gone offline when a critical component failed earlier this month. Hubble has been in orbit since 1990 and had relied on regular maintenance from space shuttle crews to keep running. But since the last shuttle mission to Hubble was in 2009, that hasn't happened. Hubble has 6 gyros on board to keep it oriented correctly, requiring a minimum of 3 to work properly. But as of a few weeks ago, they were down to 2, with hopes that ground-based engineers could find a way to spin up one more. But even if they don't, Hubble can operate just less reliably for a little longer. At the ongoing Pastoral Synod on Youth at the Vatican this month, among the topics of discussion was technology. One bishop, Bishop David Tenser of Reykjavik, Iceland, told his brothers that modern technology was helping him overcome the geographical challenge of pastoral care for his flock covering the 40,000 square miles of his country. He said he regularly uses Skype for catechetical talks and issues smartphone Bible app challenges to kids who respond positively. Bishop Tenser added that conversations about technology among the bishops had been very positive despite the average age being above 60. Has the mystery of the Easter Island heads been solved? Many have attempted to do so over the years. One anthropologist has said that the iconic Moai heads of the Rapa Nui people could be markers for fresh water. Given the limited access to fresh water on the remote and dry island, such knowledge would be critical for the estimated population of 15,000 to 20,000. And if they aren't markers, they could indicate that the stone statues, which are up to 30 feet in height, were created where they are because the carvers were staying close to the water. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. And if you can help SQPN in our nonprofit mission to explore the intersection between faith and pop culture, please visit sqpn.com/give. Thank you so much. I'm Dom Bettinelli.